Yo.
Hey, hello. This,
Speaking.
hey, Timothy. My name's Josh. I was giving you a call. I believe you spoke with someone on my team this past Thursday. It was just regarding helping you lower your current energy bill. Do you recall that?
Yeah, what was it about again?
Yeah, so the reason why we're calling is because you may qualify for a government-endorsed program. All it does is reduce your electricity bill by 40%. So that's why I was just reaching out, just to see if you're a good fit, Tim.
Okay, how much is a kilowatt?
How much is the price per kilowatt you're talking about?
Yeah, price per
Yes,
kilowatt hour.
of course. So it ranges depending on the size of the system you get, but it's anywhere, I believe, from 16 cents to 20 cents, and it's fixed, meaning that once you get locked in at that
How
rate,
much? 15 to 20 cents?
yes, but it depends on the size of the system. So you can get locked in at 15 cents, you can get locked in at 16, 17. It really just depends. So that's why we do have a consultant go out to you to break everything down, answer any questions, and show you exactly how much you can save.
I think I'm already locked in at 10 cents. So
10
that's
cents.
really not a
Oh,
big
wow.
deal.
Who's your energy company, if you don't mind me asking?
What's that?
Is
How much?
your energy company Duquesne Light, or is it Penelec? Hello, Tim? Hello, Tim, can you hear me?
Hello, Tim, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there you go. Are you with Duquesne Light, or are you with Penelec for your energy company?
Duquesne Light.
Duquesne Light. Okay, that's very strange because I know their rates did go up this year and it went up as high as 12%. So I don't believe you guys are at a 10% price per kilowatt anymore. I think it went up.
No. You see, I get my energy. Well, I was getting my energy from Frontier Utilities.
Okay.
And let's see here. I'm looking at it. I last this is this was last. Oh, this is a few months ago. Yeah, I'm all about saving money, but 47. That's why I just paid my electric bill. Maybe you still hear my Powell stuff. I didn't put away yet. Anyhow, it's 15 cents. Is that total?
Yeah, so that means that's the price per kilowatt that the energy's coming in. I believe Duquesne Light's around a 19. Yeah, I don't think they're at a 10 because they just had a 12% rate increase this year. But let me double check that for you. Give me one sec.
Duquesne Light is my transmitter. They're not my producer, if you
Okay.
understand what I'm talking about. Yeah,
So
right
they're the
now
ones that transmit the energy to you.
I am. All right, my rate per kilowatt hour is 0.1059.
Yeah, so 10 cents. Okay. Gotcha. So Duquesne Light, and then okay, so who do you pay your bill to? Is it Duquesne Light or is it a different company?
I pay to Duquesne Light, but here's the thing. Once again, I used to work for the gas company, and much like you can buy gas off of anybody as long as they can theoretically get the gas to your pipe. The way they do it is they have X amount of people who get gas, and what they do is they put it into the pipeline, and once it's in that pipeline, they record how much gas goes into that pipeline, and then when people buy gas, they can say, "I want that gas off of Joe Schmo over here at 5 cents, a CFM," and so he's getting it for 5 cents a CFM. Where Harry over here, he's paying 10 cents because he's getting it right off the distributor and the producer. So I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure what my delivery, my delivery rate would be, but this is what I'm paying per kilowatt hour.
Gotcha. Okay. Just because I'm reading here, this is off of Duquesne Light Company's website. The price to compare, they're averaging out right now with the rate increases around 20 cents price per kilowatt. So that's where I'm just a little confused because if the distributor, which is the people that, of course, distribute the power to you, is Duquesne Light Company, they're the ones that are in charge of the price per kilowatt as well. So that's just very strange because it started in effect from actually June 1st all the way through November. So last month, they're including distribution and other service fees, which average around to around 20 cents price per kilowatt. So you're probably getting the 10 cents from them, but because of distribution fees and other service fees, like probably paying for care programs and all that other stuff, it probably averages out to around 20, but for the raw energy coming from it, it's probably around that 10 to 14 cents.
Yeah, see, I don't see where I'd ever be. I just don't see where there'd be much of an advantage of going mm-hmm. to that.
Well, let me ask you this. How much are you currently paying for your energy, Tim, for your latest utility bill? How much did you pay?
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to find. I'm trying to find my latest utility light bill. I can't seem to find it. I don't know why. I could probably look at my checkbook to find out how much I paid.
Mm-hmm.
I got one for $4. You know what? I probably had it out there. I was looking at it, but I just got the new one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to show it on here or not.
Yeah, because their current prices for, like, raw energy is around 14 cents, but once you tack on, like, the distribution fees and the other service fees, it averages out to around 20, depending on, you know, where you live at. But, yeah, that's
okay.
Usually where it's at.
Now, this was back in 4, which would have been, what, April?
Okay.
Yeah, April. I was paying 0.052. cents per kilowatt hour.
So 52 cents, 0.052. Let me see.
No, that would be 50 cents. That's 5 cents.
Yeah, okay. Just because I know their rates did go up. There's no one that's paying 5 cents price per kilowatt anymore, or even 10 cents. Averages right now are anywhere between the 14 cents to around 20 cents. Sometimes even more, too, depending on how much energy you use. But those are the rates that homeowners are now seeing because – in Pennsylvania alone, it's not just Duquesne Light, it's also Penelec and other companies. They've seen a spike within their energy, probably within the past 3 years, I'd want to say almost near 40 to 50%. So that's why homeowners are seeing their bills just go skyrocketing the past couple of years. But I know that in regards to what you're paying price per kilowatt, it's definitely around, it should be around 14 to 20 cents.
You know what?
Especially
actually,
starting June 1st.
I'm wrong. It's like 12 cents.
12 cents. Gotcha. That makes more sense then. Then June 1st is when they implemented the 12% rate increase. So it shot up to that 14, 15 cents now.
Well.
Mm-hmm. So you're definitely paying for your energy, Tim. That's why I was just reaching out. I know when you spoke to my team member, they advised you were paying at least above $60 is what they asked you. So my job was just to ask you a couple questions here, see if you're a good fit. And then if you are, we just send someone out to you to break everything down and ultimately give you that full breakdown of everything, okay?
Yeah, I'm really kind of busy right now. I don't have time for that. It's like, you know, everybody's hurt, but I'm not hurt that bad. This is for March, which is pretty cold.
Well, do you experience higher bills in the summertime or in the wintertime, Tim?
Probably in the summertime because I have a pool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Got you. Run the pool pump and all that.
I have air conditioning and I have a saltwater aquarium, which obviously I have a pump that runs 24/7.
Gotcha. So you probably pay a pretty penny for your energy then.
Yeah. I paid $183. Mm-hmm. This is back in March.
Gotcha. So probably summertime when you're running the pool pump, using the AC a little bit more, probably around 250, maybe 300 around there.
You know, and all in all, it all averages out because obviously my gas bill is almost nothing during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, like $25 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because I have a hot water tank and a stove.
Mm-hmm.
So it averages out. In the wintertime, I use less electricity, but I use more gas.
Gotcha. So let's just say then your energy bill on your low months are probably 150, and then on your high months, let's just cut it to 250. You're probably averaging around 200 for your energy, which I know we can definitely help you get lower with these programs because having a bill of 200 is still, you know, pretty high when it comes down to energy usage and as a whole. So we can help reduce that by up to 40%. So it's just a matter of seeing, you know, your property is a good fit, Tim, and like I mentioned, nothing comes out of pocket for these programs. So there's no loan involved. There's no down payment, nothing for the installation. It's just as long as yourself and your property are able to qualify, that's how we're able to help homeowners out. Well, does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah, it makes sense, but I have to be comparing apples to apples. I'd have to, you know, can you just email me the information, or is this something that somebody has to show up?
Yeah, someone does have to show up because they need to make sure that your property is a good fit. I mean, what I could do is just, like, send you information regarding the program and how it works, but it's just going to give you some general information, like, on how the program works, kind of like how I'm talking to you about now. But if you wanted, like, deep, detailed numbers and comparing apples to apples, like you said, that's when the consultant stops by, because they can actually show you how much you're averaging right now with Duquesne, and then, of course, show you what it would look like if you were to transfer over. So if you have some time, Tim, this only takes roughly around 30 minutes. They just take a look at that bill, draft up a savings report, and then answer any questions you may have. If you have some time, either early morning or afternoons, they can just stop by and break it all down for you.
Well, can you do anything for county taxes or school taxes?
All right. At that point, man, I wish we could do all of those.
Yeah, that's my minimum payment is over $2,500.
Wow. Yeah, that's they're killing us everywhere now. It's like everywhere you turn, they're charging you to breathe some air now.
I'm sure there's a reason for it, too. Somebody's making some money somewhere.
Oh, yeah. So we're lining someone's pocket. But, I mean, at least with these, you know, you're able to go ahead and help at least yourself lower that bill. So that's why it's beneficial for homeowners, because it's something you're already paying for through your taxes. So might as well see if you're able to take advantage of it, you know. So that's why we're just helping some homeowners out here, Tim. If you have some time in the morning, they are in the area this week. So, you know, if morning or afternoon time works for you, I'd love for them to stop by and see if they're able to help you.
Let's say Wednesday morning. Is that okay?
Wednesday morning. Let me see. And how early were you thinking? Because we can go as early as 9 a.m. for Wednesday morning.
I really don't care. You know, it could be afternoon, too. Just let me know when.
Sure. I could do, like, Wednesday around, would 10:30 be good for you?
Yeah, 10:30 would be all right.
10:30? Perfect, Tim. Well, what I'll do then, I'll just send you a text message just letting you know you're all set for Wednesday at 10:30. If you have your latest bill there, that would be great, because that would be the most comparable one, because they could take your usage for the full year and actually show you how much you can save. But if you have a couple bills that are a little bit older, that'll be fine as well. They just need to see that bar graph to where it shows how much you use for the entire year, all right?
All right, sure.
All right, cool, Tim. Awesome. So it looks like you're all set there. Just a quick question for you. Do you have any, like, big trees or tall buildings that provide shade over your roof by any chance?
No, we cut them down. I cut them down. I got tired of raking leaves. And it was at a point that me and my neighbor and I were both afraid that the one tree was getting pretty big and it was going to fall on a house eventually.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely, you don't want that to happen. Then you have to go through insurance, and that takes more than forever. But,
yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm guessing roof good condition too, right? Everything's good there.
Yeah, I just had a roof replaced like 3 years ago.
Awesome.
3 years ago, maybe four.
Brand new then. Okay.
Yeah, it's relatively new, yeah. It's a good
Okay. Awesome, then, Tim. Well, let me go ahead and actually set this up for you then. So I got you down for this Wednesday at 10:30. I'll send you that text message. In the meantime, Tim, I know you're pretty busy right now, but just go ahead, give me a like, thumbs up, or just respond to the message just to let us know that you got it, okay?
All righty.
Awesome, then, Tim. And then one last thing here. It's the property here on 319 Ridgemont Drive in Industry, correct?
That's
correct. Awesome, then, Tim. Perfect. I'll send you that text message shortly, and we look forward to meeting you Wednesday at 10:30.
Alrighty.
All right. Sounds good. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.